Happy Christmas. Night before Christmas in Aussie land. Everyone's looking at me. It was the night before Christmas. There wasn't a sound. Not a possum was stirring. No one was around. We'd left on the table some tucker and beer, hoping that Santa Claus soon would be here. We children were snuggled up safe in our beds, while dreams of Pavlova danced around in our heads. And Mum in her nightie and Dad in his shorts had just settled down to watch TV sports. When outside the house a mad ruckus arose, loud squeaking and banging woke up us from our doze. We ran to the screen door, peeked cautiously out, snuck onto the deck, then let out a shout. Guess what had woken us up from our snooze, but a rusty old ute pulled by eight mighty kangaroos. The cheerful man driving was giggling with glee, and we both knew at once who this plump bloke might be. Now I'm telling the truth, it's all Dinky Di. Those eight kangaroos fairly soared through the sky. Santa leaned out the window to pull at the reins and encourage the roos by calling their names. Now Kylie, now Kirsty, now Shazza and Shane. On Kipper, on Skipper, on Bazza and Wayne. Park up on that water tank, grab a quick drink. I'll scoot down the gum tree, be back in a wink. So up to the tank those eight kangaroos flew, with a ute full of toys and Santa Claus too. He slid down the gum tree and jumped to the ground. Then in through the window he sprang with a bound. He had bright sunburned cheeks and a milky white beard. A jolly old joker was how he appeared. He wore red stubby shorts and old thongs on his feet, and a hat of deep crimson, a shade from the heat. His eyes bright as opals, oh how they twinkled, and like a goanna his skin was quite wrinkled. His shirt was stretched over a round bulging belly, which shook when he moved like a plate full of jelly. A fat stack of prezzies he flung from his back, and he looked like a swaggy unfastening his pack. He spoke not a word, but bent down on one knee to position our goodies beneath the Yule tree. Surfboard and footy ball shapes for us too, and for Dad tongs to use on the new barbecue. A mysterious package he left for our mum. Then he turned and winked and held up his thumb. He strolled out on deck and his ruse came on cue, flung his sack in the back and prepared to shoot through. He bellowed out loud as they swooped past the gates, "Merry Christmas to all and good on ya, mates!"